Listen twice for good luck. It's our seventh podcast here at frankblack.net. My name is Dean Katsiris.
And my name is Brian Salvatore. Welcome. As always, it's a pleasure to be sitting here. We're standing here. I don't know if Dean is sitting, standing, or reclining at this point.
I'm perched on one leg.
Well, we're happy to be perched and sitting here, bringing you the best music by Frank Black.
Yes, it is. Now, we are 2 months and a few days away from the release of Fast Man, Raider Man, June 20th. I believe is the day we can expect to see that in stores most of the world. All sorts of exciting stuff going on, of course. For example, about a month ago, and we should have mentioned it in our last podcast, Frank Black had a baby girl.
Yes, Lucy Berlin.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, it really is.
Apparently she looks like Angelina Jolie, has lips like Angelina Jolie. Is that what Frank said?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm sure she's very popular right now in the maternity ward.
Oh, I bet you. She also can probably belt out a pretty good yell if she has to. We know that her father can't, so maybe she's getting a lot of attention because of that as well.
Perhaps, but regardless, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to the Black family. To the Black family. Yes. So, Brian, what do we have first? I believe you found this. I've never actually even heard this version yet at the time that we're recording this, but I'm very excited to.
This is very rare. It has only been performed twice live. It is a version of Tossed, which is from Dean Calls It the Orange Album. I'm more diplomatic than Dean, so I call it the Yellow or Orange Album.
Orange.
We'll take this outside later. This is the vocal version of Tossed, and it was performed both May 29th and 30th of 1993, and this is with the band that was unofficially called the Frank Black Experience, which was comprised of Frank Black on guitar and vocals, Joey Santiago on lead guitar, Eric Drew Feldman on keyboards, Tony Maimone on bass, and Nick Vincent on drums. This is a very cool track, and we hope you enjoy it.
We should mention somewhere that it is only on the album, it's instrumental and so on for people who've never heard.
I did not mention that. I assumed that our careful listeners would know that, but that was a foolish assumption.
Yes, they know nothing, Brian. Nothing.
I forgot.
Yes. Rule number one of podcasting popularity: insult your listeners. Here is Tossed. That was the Sad Punk by the Pixies from their final album together, Trompe Le Monde, at least so far. Now,
rule number two, don't bore your audience.
Brian, all right, don't get bitter. How about that? Rule number three. We're just going to go through all these. Okay, I'll save rule three for later. That's just a friendly suggestion. How about that? Anyway, coming up now, we have a song that is one of my favorites. Not my very favorite, of course. That one is unknown to even me. There's so many to choose from. But it's a song called His Kingly Cave. It's appeared twice in the Frank Black chronology. First on Sunday Sunday Mill Valley Groove Day, which of course was never officially released. And then again on Devil's Workshop, much more officially. And both versions are quite different, but we'll play you the other one sooner or later as well. We just did a Frank Black to back recently, so we don't want to overdo that and, you know, have you guys sick of it or anything like that. So, Brian, anything you want to say about... Oh, wait, of course, there's lots to say about His Kingly Cave.
It's about, apparently, an instance of Frank Black going to visit Graceland while not being exactly straight with it. I believe it involves mushrooms, am I correct? Taking some psychedelic mushrooms before entering the Graceland complex?
I believe that is the case, yes. It's some strange... I believe he said that he regretted doing it after the fact, and it sounds like something that was pretty frightening. It's a dark-sounding song, but it's when you kind of know the context, it's not so bad, I guess. Not so scary.
Yeah, when I first heard the song, I was a little bit taken aback by it, actually.
It is. It's got some dark stuff there, you know? It's not Frank Black. It doesn't generally do the dark very much, but this is definitely a darker-sounding song. But when you see that it's kind of a dream, you know, basically, not a dream, but it's like a dream, I imagine. I'm not a mushroom user myself, but...
Rule number four, learn the difference between a dream and an acid trip.
Acid trip? Rule number five, get your facts straight before you do a podcast.
Rule number six, we need an editor.
Rule number seven, play the damn song already.
So here it is, His Kingly Cave.
Wants an awful street inside the mansion walls. She says she'd rather wait here, even into fall. But still the cat they ate, and with a drink they chased the ghost of that car. They went to celebrate, they went to have a ball. Everyone gathered at the gates, but it wasn't good at all. A hilarious mistake. The mood was gray. The skin began to crawl. Hey, but it's too late for to go back now. They closed the gates and the scene was set. Enter into his kingly cave. Don't worry, the leopards won't bite you. Rapid victories, they got jumpsuits on a headless cast, hardest jewels under 2-inch grass, bullet holes and bullets will not back. Don't worry, the posse won't shoot you. No more crying today, he's tripping over graves. As rain begins to fall, and finally they escape when the shuttle bus is calm. Silence now was great, until one mourner states, I scream for all. Hey, but it's too late for us to go back now. They closed the gates and the scene was set. Enter into his kingly cave. Don't worry, the leopards won't bite you. Why then lead you away? See me back. Jumpsuits on a headless cast, harness jewels under 2-inch glass, I put holes in Bergman's room out back. Don't worry, the posse won't shoot you. No more crying if you did. But it's too late for us to go back now. Too late for us to go back now. Enter into this kingly cave.
Well, I hope you liked our new intro to the FrankBlack.net Salon section. That was submitted by FrankBlack.net forum member Bill Goodman in response to that contest we had a little while back for some Oddball CD. We said, you know, send us something that we can play on the podcast, and we'll send you a copy of the exceedingly rare Oddball, still in its original shrink wrap. And he did. And I think it, I love it. I don't know, Brian, you better love it.
I do love it. I think it's really great. I think all the submissions we got were really a lot of fun, and I'm very glad we were able to give some lucky fans some Oddballs.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we were able to do that, and it was a lot of fun. I'm glad that people actually took the time to do things, you know, to submit things like that, and it just makes it fun for us, and hopefully it gives us an excuse to give away stuff. We like to give away stuff. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside, and that's sorely lacking in my gold-plated bathrobe.
Agreed. It's not very cozy in there.
No, it gets cold. Like, we didn't think this through, Brian, clearly. But in any case, we have a FrankBlack.net Salon pick here for you. It's a track from longtime forum member Doug.
Doug's been around quite a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, in fact, he recorded a track for our first tribute album, You Ain't Me. Version of Headache was really, really good. We actually put it as the opener to the tribute album. So he's obviously a talented musician, and we enjoyed his cover a lot. And what's the name of the song we're going to play? The Lazy W?
The Lazy W, yes. This is available on MySpace.com, correct?
Yes, yeah, it's on his MySpace site. Well, we should have that here.
MySpace.com/Duke.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, I hope you like it. Go check out some more if you do. And of course, you can always check out his good version of Headache too. And here we are, The Lazy W by Doug.
Saving in the past, my photo booth. She goes in one side, out the other, like a hurricane. I'll love her like a brother when our surname's all the same. I'll sit and watch the clock.
Thank you, Duke, for that. I really enjoy the mellow part myself. It's some great guitar work there. Coming up now, we're going to play a track from the only Frank Black solo album we have not featured yet on this program, and we're about to rectify that. This is from the Frank Black Francis compilation. The first disc of that featured demos recorded solo by Frank Black the night before they started the Come On Pilgrim sessions for the Pixies. And the second disc features collaborations with two gentlemen who go by the name of the Two Pale Boys, who work with David Thomas of Pere Ubu. And this is their take on Is She Weird? So I hope you enjoy this ambient, different, eclectic version of the Pixies classic.
I know is she with? Is she over me? Like the stars and the sun, like the stars and the sun. Is she with? Is she white? Is she promised to the night? And her head has no room. Is she with? Is she white? Is she promised to the night? And her head has no room. Is she with? Is she white? Is she promised to the night? And her head has no room. And her head has no room. No more of this girl crying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, our podcast is winding down. We have one more song to make it 7 on this 7th podcast. But first, we have a fun little forum thing going on right now, which was organized by our newest moderator, Starmie Kitten. And it is an ebook, which I don't think has ever been attempted on our forum before, at least.
Nope.
And is a great idea. So I'm going to let Dean tell you a little bit about that.
As Brian's already said, this was initiated by Starmie Kitten, a forum moderator over at frankblack.net. And what she's trying to do is compile an electronic book with contributions from forum members. The limit on the size is about 2,000 words, so it gives you plenty of room to say what you want to say, however you want to say it. And pretty flexible as far as what we're looking for, anything literary, which, you know, it could be a story, a poem, a comic strip, an article. Kind of think of it as a sort of a scrapbook. And just so that it's not too random, we've given it a bit of an all-encompassing theme as suggested by Jedi Roller, and the theme would be on the road, I guess, you know, journeying. It's, you know, it doesn't have to be on a physical journey, it could be a psychological journey, it could, I mean, there's a lot of ways you could interpret it, and really it's just to kind of help tie the whole thing together, so it shouldn't be something that is, I guess, a limiting fact. And they've already got, she's got another thread. If you go into the frankblack.net forum, that site is forum.frankblack.net, and you go into the Baby That's Art section, you'll see some threads there. She's got one for discussion on the ebook itself, and I believe there's one now for discussing the graphics work. She's trying to get people putting together graphics and get a cover going and everything like that. Some pretty nice stuff already. A very talented group of fans we seem to be, not necessarily including myself or Brian, no offense, Brian. But anyway, I think it's a very interesting project, and I hope that we can get some contributions and get, you know, get something interesting put together here, and I'd really be delighted to have a copy of it when it's done, and hopefully to be a contributor.
We're going to finish up with the closing track off Teenager of the Year, which is Dean's favorite Frank Black album, and it's called Pie in the Sky. We want to thank you for listening to us, and we hope to see you back here sometime soon.
Good night.
Listen carefully to me.